Some cities or regions are known for the nationalities of people who settled there. This perhaps seems a bit out of place, an Italian settlement along the Gulf shores. The story of how those families arrived here and the festival that still exists today is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Alfred Garisco explains, several residents in Daphne, Alabama, can trace their family's history here to the influence of a man named Alessandro Mastro Valerio.
There was a man who was a newspaper editor and promoter, and he thought that the immigrants would begin to pile it up in these ghettos, and he thought they would be better off in the land. And he was aware of all the vast acres of land in this area that was available.
In the late 1800s, Valerio purchased land and began promoting this as a place people could move to and farm.
Overall, about 30 families came from around the United States. None of them came from Italy direct. They were all from already in the United States.
Over the years, the city has grown, but the Italian influence is certainly still alive and well. A historical marker notes the Italian community that sprung up here beginning in the 1880s, and Alfred says annual events still celebrate the area's heritage.
We call it the Festa Italiana, which is in conjunction with Arts and Crafts of Fairhope, and we serve a big meal and have a little bit of arts and crafts and that sort of stuff, too. But yeah, it's a big deal. It is. We'll do 600 or 700 meals will be served.
The story is one of many told here at the local History Museum, often known as the Daphne Old Methodist Church Museum. Traveling the countryside in Daphne, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.